At the Tamale International Airport in Ghana, troops engage in a simulated gunfight. This drill is part of the U.S.-Africa Security Partnership that aims to bolster efforts to combat terrorism in the region. Major General Todd Wasserman is the commanding general for the U.S. Army Southern European Task Force, Africa.
The most important objective for these exercises is to build partner capacity and capability. We focus on things like setting the theater, developing interoperability, and helping our partners to develop those capabilities that are necessary to achieve their security objectives in Africa.
Organized by the U.S. Department of Defense, Flintlock 2024 draws thousands of security stakeholders from Europe, Asia, and about 30 partner countries to Ghana and the Ivory Coast. For 2 weeks, they participate in combat simulations and share intelligence on countering terrorism. Sahel neighbors like Ghana, which has no record of terrorist activity, use these exercises to stay prepared. Nana Abna Dakwa Adapa is a major in Ghana's army.
We are observing that these terrorists and armed elements, their activities are progressing, and we need to find ways and means to match up.
Security analysts, however, argue that focusing on military responses to terrorism in the Sahel has failed. Despite the deployment of tens of thousands of military troops to the region, such as during France's Operation Barkhane and the United Nations MINUSMA and G5 Sahel Joint Force, terrorism has seen a significant rise. According to the Global Terrorism Index 2024, published by the Institute for Economics and Peace, Sub-Saharan Africa has become the new global epicenter of terrorism, accounting for over 50% of deaths from terrorism in 2023. Mutaru Mumunu Mukhtar, the executive director of the West Africa Center for Counter-Extremism, criticizes the militaristic approach.
There's a lot of, grievances within the local population. It ignores the realities of the vulnerabilities or the drivers of violent extremism, the issues of human security, the issues of job creation, addressing youth vulnerabilities, marginalization.
Mukhtar says without economic security, the youth become vulnerable and are easily radicalized by extremist groups.
A young person believes that the IMF engagement with Africa or the local countries are, built around conditionalities that prevents them from stimulating economic growth that can allow the state to recruit or create jobs for young people. And so they blame the West.
This sentiment is reflected by increasing calls for African nations to sever relationships with foreign partners. Strained relationships between the U.S. and the nations of Niger and Chad are examples, with the U.S. saying in April that it would withdraw its troops from both, potentially hampering counter-terrorism efforts in the Sahel. The U.S. says it is committed to restoring its relationships based on shared values. Virginia Palmer is the U.S. ambassador to Ghana.
The United States is still discussing how security relations with Niger, for example, will be handled. And we all, and including Ghana and other ECOWAS countries, are concerned about democratic backsliding.
Experts say that if strained relationships and economic deficiencies in the Sahel region are not resolved, military-centric approaches to counter-terrorism are likely to continue. Sena Anutod, VOA News, Tamale, Ghana.